paragraph Zion. Vize bechinas hakadish sheoimrim hayesoimim alaviem veimam kol hashana. Rav Nosenthal says now we'll get a little bit of a deeper insight regarding this tefillah, the kaddish, that orphans say for their parents when they pass away. And they say it throughout that entire first year, v'achar kach b'yoyim hayortzayt, and then afterwards on the yortzayt. Shehu b'shvil tikun l'nishmas hameis. This prayer is intended to be a tikun for the soul of the parent who passed away. Rav Nosenthal asks, v'lechoyra eina dovor muchan. It seems strange, though. Madua bocharu loimar kaddish dafka. Why did they pick this tefillah v'loy shar dvorim shebikdusha and not other things? Why not say the Aseres Hadibros? Why not say Oz Yosh? Why, out of all the things, how does this represent major kavod to the parent? How does this bring about the elevation of the neshama of the person who passed away? Achal pianal muvan ktsas. However, based on what we've learned in the past three or four shiurim, we're going to understand this a little bit. Ki ikar tikun sheyicholim lasos lenishmas hameis hu rak al yedei bechinas ayei hanal. Because in order for us to be able to effect a tikun for this human being who passed away, the only way we're going to be able to do that is by tapping into that highest level, that first statement of creation, that Bereshis Bor Elokim, that Aye Mekoyim Kevoidoi, Kialoi Hu Kvar Meis, because the person has already passed away. V'holach Loilomoi, that person has already gone to their future world. V'shom Ein Maisa Shel Shom Mitzvah, and the Gemara tells us, Bameisim Chofshi, that when a person passes away, they are free from mitzvot. They can't do any more mitzvot. Ki hayoim la'asoysam ksiv. Because it says in the Torah, today do all your mitzvahs. Tomorrow, there are no mitzvahs. Today, while you're physically in this world, chaparayim, grab whatever you can. Ukefima shepoal b'masov. And based on what a person accomplished while they were physically living in this world, Kain Mishalma Loisham. Based on that, they receive reward in the world to come. Kiakoy Lefia Cheshbon. Everything is calculated. They have accountants and auditors. Everything is precise. Uma Moyeloi Mashoisin Bishviloi Kan. So if that's the case, how does it possibly help the neshama of this person who's in the next world when I'm doing something for them down here? Ach ikar tikunoi hu al yedei bechinas ayei hanal. The answer is, therefore, the main tikun of that soul could only come from the highest of places, from that maimar sosum, that bereshus, that ayei, shu bechinas maimar sosum, shehu lemala mehatoira, which is above the Torah. It preceded the Torah. The Torah first came into being in the year 2448. That's when the Torah made its debut into the world. Bereshis, those Asura Mamorois, were there 2,500 years before that. Ki haTorah klula b'Aseres HaDibrois. Shame, because we know that the Torah is summarized in the Ten Commandments, Shehim b'chinas Asura Mamorois, which correspond to these 10 statements of creation, Shehem Bechinas Hizgalus Kevoido Yisbora, which are the revelation of Hashem's glory, those 10 statements of creation. Ki Ein Kovoid El Torah, because as we mentioned before, the true Kovod of Hashem is in the Torah. So the Kovod of Hashem is in the 10 commandments, and the Kovod of Hashem is in the Asura Ma'amorois. Ubechinas Aye, Bechinas Bereshis, Shumay Marsosum, Hula mala mea Torah. That first statement of creation, that represents a level that's above the standard levels of kovoid. It's above the standard Torah. Bechinas shoroshea Torah. That represents the source from where the Torah originates from. Veshom nishape hakoy letoivo. And there, it's possible for everything to be whitened, to be cleansed, to be made kosher, to be made good. Kishom hu shoyresh ha-tshuva, because that's also the source of tshuva. Shehu lamala mehatorah v'hachochma. We know that the Gemara tells us that tshuva is above Torah and tshuva is above rationale. above Chachma. Ki al pi hadin, ein moel tshuva. Because based on halacha, based on din, what tshuva? You ate chazer. What are you going to do now? You're gonna vomit it up? And again, you woke up 10 years later, you decided to become religious. What? How can you possibly correct that? So al pi din, based on straight halacha, there's no such thing as tshuva. Kemoisham Rabbi Seinazal, as the Gemara says, v'zeh b'chinas, and this is why the Pasuk says, eis lasos l'ashem heferu torasecha, that there are times when a person has to do something for Hashem which requires putting aside the Torah. Shenemar al tikun hatzrichem loshuv. Kemo shepirush Rashi sham. Rashi Kodesh over there says that Pasuk refers to the process of tshuva. That a person has to put aside everything that it says there, even though it says if you do this, death penalty if you do that. And the person has to know that even though it says that, Hashem has created something that goes above, that overrides that. And that's this process of tshuva. As Rashi points out over there, Shebikesh David, Shioidioi Hashem Yisborach, Ma Yasu Oysam Sheferu Torasecha. David HaMelech asked Hashem, what should all of those people do who violated the Torah, who went against the Torah? What do you mean, there's no hope for them? Ayin Sham, look over there in Rashi. Uberuach kotshoi hisig betoich sheilosoi tshuval dvorov. And David HaMelech, with his Ruach HaKodesh, was zoche in his question to have the answer to his question. Ki zeh haposuk biatzmoi hu bechinas tikunom shel balei tshuva. Because that posuk itself contains in it the tikun for a bal tshuva. Ki zeh haposuk marames al oiraiso da'atiko. That posuk alludes to a higher level Torah than the standard Torah that we learn. The Torah that comes from Atik, from the highest places, kama shekosav b'Zohar HaKodesh b'tchilas ho'idra rabba, as the Zohar HaKodesh explains in the beginning of the section of the Idra, which is based on this pasuk, eis lasos l'Hashem evim, umuva b'dvorov zal, posach Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Nachman speaks about it in chapter 60 in Likutei Moran, which is entitled Posach Rabbi Shimon Vomar, Eis Lasot Hashem Efer Torasecha, Do Oiraiso Datika. This refers to the highest level Torah, Shehu Bechinas Shoroshia Torah, Kedua. This refers to the place from which the Torah originates from. Vishom Hulamala Mea Torah. There we're speaking about a level of holiness that goes beyond the law. We know there's a term in English called amnesty, right? We have a judiciary system, we have laws, we have all fine and all right. And the whole society is based on that and is run by that. But there's a concept of amnesty where the president, the top person, has the ability to override in certain situations all of that. That concept originates from the Torah HaKdoshah, that we know the Torah is the rule book, it's the authority of Hashem, it's the authority of Klal Yisrael. However, Kaviyochel Hashem still retained this amnesty, this ability to go above the Torah for Hashem to show kindness, not mishpat. The Torah is called mishpat, mishpatei Hashem emes. Hashem has a koyach of tzedakah. Hashem has the ability to be charitable, to be generous, which goes beyond the law, beyond the strict law, and thereby to be able to give a person the ability to repent, to correct, to wipe out the past completely. V'shom hu lamala mi'atoyra. V'shom ikar hatikun shel balei tshuva. That's where the main tikun for balei tshuva comes from. V'shom yecholin l'sakein gam nishmas hameis. And that represents so high a level of holiness that from there it's even possible to draw a tikkun for a person who already passed away. We say usually, what do you mean? A person passed away, it's over. You can't do, there's no fixing, there's no correcting after that, right? Once a person leaves the world, it's over, right? Wrong. That's where the Shulchan Aruch shows us that it's not true. But the standard levels, based on standard levels of Torah, you're right. A person passes away, he can't put on tzitzis, he can't put on tefillin, he can't say al chayt. But if you go, there's a level above that and beyond that from which it is possible to draw a tikkun. Mi sheyochol lalis l'sham. If one can climb up, can go up to that level that's above the standard levels of Torah, there they can draw a tikkun even after the person has passed away. V'alkein be'emes ikra tikkun al yedei hatzadik hagodol. For this reason, the truth is that the main tikkun is brought about through the greatest of tzaddikim, sheyochol lalis l'sham, who has the ability to go up to those highest spiritual levels, that level of atika, sheshom yochol l'sakein hakol. There, it's possible to fix anything and everything. The Gemara in Chagiga tells a story. The Gemara says there was a rabbi, Acher, the rabbi of Rabbi Meir, who was one of the greatest Tanoi, he was a Tana in the Gemara, Rabbi Elisha ben Avuya. And the Gemara says that at one point in his life, he went off the derech. Big time, very big time. The Gemara says all kinds of terrible, terrible things that he did. The Gemara says when he passed away, there was a big problem in heaven. There was a debate. What do we do? Put him in Gehenna? Can't. For a major part of his life, he was a Tana. He was one of the highest level tzaddikim, rabbis of the Gemara. Put him in Gan Eden? We can't. He did all of these terrible, terrible sins. So the Gemara says he was stuck. They couldn't put him there, couldn't put him there. So the Gemara says that the rabbis who were living became aware of this. And Rabbi Meir, his student, who was one of his closest students, said, I'm going to fix this. You're going to see when I pass away, you're going to see smoke coming from the kever of my Rebbe. And that's going to show that I succeeded in getting him into Gehenna. Once he gets into Gehenna, he'll be able to have a tikkun. He'll serve his time there and then he'll be able to go. The Gemara says, sure enough, when Reb Meir passed away, they saw smoke coming from the kever of Acher. The Gemara says, they didn't mention his name afterwards. They called him Acher to show that Rabbi Meir had succeeded. The Gemara says, a short time later, Rabbi Yochanan said, hold on a second. One of our friends, Acher, was one of our buddies. He's in Gehenna and we're sitting here. We're going to let the smoke, everyone sees smoke coming from his grave to show he's going to, we're going to let it remain like this? No way. He said, when I pass away, you're going to see that the smoke is going to stop coming from his kever because I'm going to get him into Gan Eden. I'm going to take him into Gan Eden. The Gemara says, when Rabbi Yochanan passed away, they eulogized him. They said that the Shomrim, the guards at the gate of Gehenna, knew to get out of his way. They knew that if Rabbi Yochanan came in and said, you see that guy over there in row 7, the fourth guy? He's mine. He's with me. I'm taking... This is what the Gemara says. The Gemara says that a tzaddik of a certain caliber, of a certain... person would say, but hold on a second. What do you mean? He died? What do you mean? There's no... A person died already. You can't fix anything, right? The answer is wrong. The answer is standard. The standard methods can't. But there are exceptions, rare exceptions, of a tzaddik of that kind of caliber who can say, tough luck, tough luck. Laws, I know all about that. He's with me. He's with me. Wherever I am, he's got to be with me. V'alkein oimrim kaddish alameis. This is the reason why we say specifically this tefillah kaddish over a person who passes away. Ki kaddish hu bebechinas aye, maimar sosum. Kaddish is a prayer which is tied into that first statement of creation, that hidden kavod of Hashem, that highest possible kavod of Hashem. Ki kaddish hu lemala mikol hakedushos. Because in the kaddish, we access a holiness that's above all standard levels of holiness. Bebechinas, as we say, berichu, Le'ela min kol berchosa v'shirosa. May Hashem be blessed above all blessings and above all prayers. Those words, Le'ela min kol berchosa v'shirosa. We're accessing a level of holiness that goes above all the standard levels of bracha and tefillah and everything. Shezeh bechinas ayeh. That's tapping into this energy that's called ayeh. Where this highest level kavod of Hashem, maimar sosum, that hidden statement of creation. V'alkein shom ikar tikkun hameis. And from that highest level of kedusha, from there it's possible to draw a tikkun for a person even after the person passed away already. ועל כן אומרים קדש דייקה בשביל תיקונוי. And that's why this is the tefillah that we recite for the tikkun of the person who passed away. ועל כן עיקר התיקון כשמניח בונים שאומרים עבורי קדש. And this is why one of the most important tikkunim of a person who passes away is if he's privileged to leave behind children who can recite Kaddish afterwards. Shehu bechinas ayeh. This means that by saying that tefillah, they're going to access this highest level of holiness. Shemesaken kol hapigomim v'hapshoim, which is a level of holiness that can correct and purify any mistakes, any sins that the person did during his entire lifetime. They're tapping into that amnesty, that highest level of kedusha. Afilu im nofal chas v'shalom b'chinas mekoymos hametunofim b'avinosav, even if the person fell into the lowest places as a result of his sins, still, ki b'chinas ayeh, hu hatikun shel mekoymos elu, because this highest level of kedusha, this ayeh, is the tikkun of those places, those outside, those places of sin and evil and everything. Sheze b'chinas kadesh she'omrim habonim, this is the Kaddish that's recited by the children who were brought into the world through that physical act. That physical act with which most of the world turns into something filthy and unclean and bad and negative. The child who was brought into the world through parents in a kosher manner, when that child recites that Kaddish, that brings about an incredible tikkun for the neshama of the nifter. Kemavur le'el, as we explained earlier, le'inyin kibud aveim, regarding the mitzvah of kibud aveim, the respect that a child shows for the parent. Ki gam b'hakadish mekayim mitzvah kibud b'yoser, because again, during a parent's physical lifetime, all the respect that the children show, that's kibud avim. And when they pass away, this is when the parent passes away, that this is one of the highest forms of kibud avim. Ki zehu ikar hakovit shalohem she'oisa lehem toivo achar kach aydei b'chinas ayeh she'b'chinas hakadosh nal. Because this is the main, the greatest respect that a child can do, where he brings about a benefit, he draws upon the neshama of the parent, this highest, highest level of holiness, by reciting that tefillah, that brichu le'elam in kol berchosa v'shirosa. Nimtza, shaydei akadish, shoymerim habonim al aviyim v'imam, aydei ze mekayimim mitzvas kibud. So we see that by reciting this specific tefillah, a person is performing this mitzvah of kibud, umesaknin tchilas hapegam shel hoylada, thereby correcting or fixing any kind of blemish, any kind of negativity, any kind of impurity that there might have been associated with this process of giving birth, bringing children into the world. If there was any possible pegam anywhere during the person's life, by the child who was produced through that, giving kovoy to Hashem and giving kovoy to the parents, that's the tikkun for this. Shenisachsu sham b'chinas mekoymos hametunofim, whereby some type of aveiro or pegam was associated to that item, b'chinas hein ba'ovoin chololti, as David HaMelech says in Tehillim, I was brought into the world in sin. This is what David HaMelech says, hein ba'ovoin chololti u'becheit yechemas ni'imi. This is a pasuk in Tehillim. Kaidei hakadish shubchinas ayeh, aidei ze oilin lebchinas sham lebchinas ayeh. Because by reciting this tefillah, which begins with the words Yiskadal v'Yiskadash Shemei Rabbah, it's all about glorifying Hashem. It's about Hashem's kavod, and not just the regular, not just those nine levels of standard kavod, but it's tapping into the highest possible kavod of Hashem. That le'elo min kol berchoz v'shiroso, shaydeze ikar hatikun al kol ze. That's what brings about the greatest tikkun for all of this, for any kind of blemish, any kind of pegam in any area, especially in this area, v'hovein. And he says, understand this well, because this isn't simple. He's speaking on a very deep level. Again, if you study the chapter of Likutei Moran that this halacha was based on, and all the other references, it make it a lot clearer. Baruch Hashem.